What's going on, guys? I'm back with the Lemus Podcast. Thank you to everyone that has supported my podcast lately. My podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts. It could be found on Spotify and also Stitcher and a couple other platforms. So I want to thank everyone once again for sticking with me. This is a new journey for me. I'm so happy, so glad that I was able to learn how to do this this whole thing with podcasting. It was thanks to a lot was thanks to a technology company that I work for. I was able to be even featured on a magazine. I just learned so many different things, right? So I'm really excited with this other new episode that I'm launching, guys, because on this episode I do introduce a young man. He's 18 years old, but he is on fire. And you know, even though I have other people on hold to interview them, they want to be on my podcast. It's everything is happening quickly right now, so I was able to reach out to him because he inspires me a lot with everything that he's doing. And I was able to get him on a segment. And I'm very excited because I'm heading out to Maryland tomorrow. Woohoo! Going to Maryland Sunday and Monday. I'm going to be there with two of my new artists. Well, one is my cousin, and I manage him for about 3 years now, you could say, 3-4 years. And I have my latest one. His name is Tony's Flow. So we're going to be going to Maryland, and we're going to be recording a couple songs that we have between Castaneda and Tony's Flow. I'm very excited. Expect a lot of content, and also expect their podcast. I might even shoot it over there in Maryland just to make it happen. So, you know, more content for you guys, because I am having a lot of feedback from a lot of people, and they liking my podcast. So the great thing is my podcast can be listened worldwide. So it doesn't matter where you're at, guys. Make sure you plug in and you listen to some of the really cool things that I be sharing with my different episodes. So say no more. I'm going to let you guys enjoy the next segment. Thank you very much, guys. And please leave some feedback. You can follow me on Instagram at Lemus1839 and on Facebook, Eduardo Lemus. Make sure you get the right Eduardo Lemus. It's not going to be hard to find me. I think I'm like top search. But if anything, hit me up on any of those platforms and also support my content. Thank you so much. And here we go. What's going on, guys? My name is Eduardo Lemus. I'm back with the Lemus Podcast. So I'm very excited today because I just been looking back at the content that I've been shooting these past days. Wednesday, I was able to go to Tribeca, New York at Barnes & Noble's and support my friend Liana Werner Gray with her third book called Cancer Free with Food. I was very excited to be there. I was able to support and be able to let her know that she has done an amazing job. From the cover to even the content inside, I started reading it even from the time that she signed it for me. And I'm still in shock because I was able to grab her for a segment on my last episode, and I was so stoked. I was like, wow, because she's always traveling, she's always moving everywhere, but she's so humble and so beautiful that she gave me a couple of minutes, and that turned out to continue to inspire me a lot and say, you know what, let me start shooting off these episodes on my podcast now, because I have other episodes, but I've been launching it like every month. I'm just busy with so many things, but I realized that this podcast is something that's very amazing. It has power to change someone, to inspire someone, even across the world from where you're at. And, after interviewing Liana and understanding, right, getting to know a little bit more about her amazing story, another person came to my mind, apart from so many that I have in mind, so many that I have on hold. But I thought about this young man. He lives in the same town as I do. And what inspired me, it was, you know, how young he is and all the things that he's doing for himself, for his life, for his family, for his community. And it's just very inspiring to see young kids, you know, the youth nowadays be so inspiring, willing to do big things, you know, at an early age. I was talking to him before we started recording, and I was telling him that he reminded me that he reminded me of me when I was his age. I was always hungry. I was always looking, and not that now I'm full and I'm not looking. No, I'm more hungrier now. I'm super hungry now, and I am definitely looking. I don't say no to opportunities. No matter how busy I am, I'm always opening time for new ideas, because guys, you just never know which one's gonna be. You might have an idea right now and you might think that that's the one, and that just might be the one that's gonna prepare you for the big idea. But what if you did not have an open mind for that next idea just because you thought, oh, I already have an opportunity? So me learning from, you know, Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, Gary Vee, Mr. Patrick B. David, and just other entrepreneurs, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, even going to scientists, you know, with the knowledge, because you want to learn different things. They're always telling you, hey, listen, get with it, you know, don't stop. Everyone's telling you, you got to move. So today I want to introduce my young friend. His name is, what's going on? What's your name, brother?
My name is Jordan Guerrero-Sinos. I'm 18 years old, almost about to turn 19. And, you know, I'm a young entrepreneur. And what really my goal is to inspire other people.
Right.
And to let them know there's no limit. Like, the only person that's limited is yourself.
I like that, man.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I really am about. And, like, you know, one day one of my goals is to, like, be that person that walks into a room and everybody's inspired, feels that energy. Like, that's what I want to be one day.
Well, you're going to accomplish that, because I'm already feeling that even while we're doing this live here.
Thank you.
So, like, tell them, like, a little bit, tell the crowd a little bit about, you know, what you're into, what are you currently doing, what do you do also for the community? I know you're in the fire department, which I congratulate you for that. I also did the fire department when I was 17. So, like I said, we have a lot of things in common, so we had to do this segment. But let them know from your own word of mouth, you know?
Okay, so last year, well, a little bit more than a year ago, I was 17. And I was actually 16, and I was working at Little Caesars, a job. It wasn't a bad pay, but, you know, I realized that that's not what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wasn't the way for me. And even I saved my money, I worked hard, and I still realized that wasn't the way. But so I got involved into something called Herbalife.
Mm-hmm.
And so I liked it because, you know, it's all about health, you know, inspiring people. And I decided to join it, and I started my own business. And
wow, I love it. And like, congratulations.
Thank you. And like, in my first year, I say, like, I changed a lot, my mindset. Like,
very important, right there.
That's very important. Like, that's the first, I'd say, investment that people have to make if they want to do a business, is invest into your mindset. Very important. And like, that was my first year. I'm also doing the fire department. Like, I decided to join because I wanted to learn new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just stick with one thing. You gotta learn a lot different stuff every day.
Right.
So it's actually been helping a lot. So I've been there like a little bit more than 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like it because, you know, I am learning new stuff.
Right.
And I'm helping out other people.
Exactly right. You're not just looking for success and it's all about me time, but you're also saying, hey man, let me take some time off my 24 hours a day that God has given me, and let me somehow give it back to the community.
Correct. Yeah,
that's really awesome, man. You know, that's exactly what I did, man. When I was your age, I was a full-time student, I had a part-time job, and I was in the fire department on top of other little hustles that I was doing, outsourcing myself to make a little extra money, you know, translating for other people, the letters, or going to them with places, helping them with social media, something, you know. So that's really cool, man. So keep going, man. Your story is really awesome.
Yeah, so that's been my past year. And now, recently, at the beginning of this year, I graduated high school in June.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. And I decided to go to college for one semester. But then I realized I wasn't following my dream. I was like, well, what am I doing? What am I doing here? I was like, I'm just doing what society wants me to do, go to college. And so I started slacking in school. My grades started to drop. And it was the first semester. It was just first semester. And the last day of first semester, I got a great opportunity. My sponsor in Herbalife called me saying, hey, we just found a location for you. Do you want to take it? And without hesitating, I took that opportunity. I was like, yes, I want it.
Wow.
Let's go check it out. We checked it out the next day.
Quick executor.
Correct, yeah.
Dude, I like people like that, man. Quick executors. Continue.
So I took the opportunity, and I was also working another part-time during college at a pharmacy, which I actually liked because my boss was pretty nice. He actually gave me advice on business and stuff like that, so he was a good guy.
Awesome, like a little mentor. Right, awesome. Yeah.
And so I worked 1 month. My first month when I opened my business, I was actually scared. I was like, yo, what if this doesn't work? And I had to get back into my mentality. Which is common, right? Correct, because like that's what society does.
It's like
to
the first threat that you get as soon as you decide to get into the entrepreneurship journey.
Yeah,
it's the first threat you get. What if, right? If I fail.
What if? Yeah, so you gotta overcome that fear. Like, instead of thinking what if, like what if, like, you know, people be thinking negative stuff, like what if it doesn't work. But we gotta put in our mindset, like, what if it does work? What was gonna happen?
So, and that's very powerful. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm a fast forward your life a lot. From the people that I tell you that I've been learning, and even other people, that's what they're saying, bro. It's in your mind.
Yeah.
Like, if you're able to change your mind, bro, dude, everything changes. Even ideas, everything that we're seeing right now, every idea that we physically see, it first started in the mind. You know, even Thomas Edison failed about 1,000 times before he had his light bulb idea successful. So the fact that you're able to tap into your mind, dude, I would recommend, like Mr. Grant Cardone says, 10x that.
Yeah.
10x. Whatever you're doing that, 10x that.
Yeah. So that's been and it's crazy because I say, like, it's been 1 year or 2 years, but I'm just getting started. Like, it's just my beginning.
Wow.
Yeah, like, who's the one that says, I think it's Grant Cardone. No, Gary Vee says, like, You guys are 18. You guys have 10 years, and you guys are worrying about, like, figuring out your life. Like, no, we got all that time still to work on, better ourselves.
Right,
like,
right.
So, yeah, like, I also thought about that when I was scared about opening my own shop. I was like, I'm still young, so I have a lot of time to mess up and to learn.
Wow, yeah. Dude, that's a great mentality to have, because not everybody goes through with the business, right, establishment, saying, man, I'm going to mess up, but, you know, it's okay, I'm going to learn through it. A lot of people, they're in their minds, what's the first thing that they put? Success already. I'm going to be successful. Oh, God, please let me be successful. And they will do so many different things to try to connect with God to say that first shot has to be successful. But not many people go through with saying, God, I'm imperfect. I live in this world. I don't know much. I'm starting a new journey. I'm starting a new business. I know that any business fails, but, you know, if you give me patience, if you give me wisdom, I'll stick with it and I'll get better until I get it. That's your mindset right now. That's what you're telling me.
That's my mindset. And the thing is that a lot of us want to be successful, but we don't even know what success is. Like, if I ask somebody to define success to me, they won't. They're not able to, because they don't even know what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
And successful is a word that many people use. You're right. But I like what you said, because even too, the way I see success is different from what other people see it. Because success to someone could be right now that they're making $500 a week, $600 a week, and then now they want to make $1,000, $2,000 a week. To them, that could be success.
Yeah.
To some people, success could be, you know, right now I'm making, you know, $10,000 a month. You know, I want to make $100,000 a month. That's success. To some people, it's like, dude, I'm making a couple thousands. I need to make millions and billions.
Yeah.
So everyone has different levels of success,
yeah,
right? So you want to also be able to define your success, right?
Yeah.
What is success to you? What are some of your goals? Because I just from listening and just following on social media, I know you're coming hard, man. And I know you got a lot that you want to do. But what are, like, you would say three main things that, like, as you're developing, that you want to accomplish?
Okay, so
how do you want to impact? Who do you want to impact?
One is I grew up in a single mother home.
Okay.
So I want to be able to, All right, so my mom, like, she's a great person. She's a hustler.
Oh, dude, I see your mother in you, man. She must be a great, great, awesome person.
Yeah, she is, but,
Wait, I know her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm bugging.
The thing is that when I told her I want, like, about this entrepreneur stuff and that I didn't really like college, like, you know, in her head, that was, like, she wanted me to go to college. But we're getting over that. It's getting a better situation now. And
it's normal for a Hispanic parent to do that.
Exactly, yeah. So now one of my goals is, like, you know, I want my business to grow so much that, like, one day I just want to buy a big house, like, just for our family. Like,
wow.
Like, you know, like, no one has to worry about paying the rent and all that. I got that all covered. Yeah.
Guys, this is an 18-year-old telling you how to be a man. There's a lot of you out there, man. You should be ashamed of yourself. Y'all 30, 40, and y'all don't even think like that. This is a young kid right here thinking about his family. So success to him, I already know, is taking care of his family. And that's the greatest, I'm going to tell you right now, bro, greatest success that you can aim for, taking care of yourself and your family.
Yeah. Another goal of mine is, like, we come from Spring Valley, and, like,
mm-hmm.
everybody's always like, oh, we gotta leave Spring Valley because we're not gonna make it in Spring Valley.
Right.
But I'm gonna prove everybody wrong, like, that I'm gonna be that person that, like, shows that you could make it in Spring Valley. It doesn't matter where you are. It's just
oh, man, I got competition, guys. No, I'm just playing. I like that. That's another brother on the same page. Yes, that's great.
Yeah, and I also want to travel the world, like, with no problem. Like, you know, I want to be able to call my friends, like, that are successful as well.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, yo, we're bored. Let's go across the world or something. Wow. That's another goal of mine.
Call up the pilot and bring him in your jet, right? Like, yeah. Mr. Grant Cardone. You
exactly.
know, Mr. You yeah. see, like, this is really interesting, man, that you're recognizing the mentors that I, not directly, because right now I can't afford these men, because they are top of the line, but even the free stuff, the free information they're giving out, you know, I try to stick with it, you know, and I'm really excited that you're also sticking with that, because you gotta appreciate the free information too, because to be honest, whether it is free or you have to pay for it, both of them have potential to make you better. You know, and it's really awesome, man, that, you know, you're following these people and you're educating yourself. Like I said, I recommend let's 10x everything that we're doing. You know, I follow Mr. Grant Cardone. You know, he talks how he, you know, he bought his jet and now he's able to travel, right, the world with his family. You know, he doesn't worry about traffic no more. He says, you know, he's got his own jet.
Yeah.
You know, he's got his, you know, his own properties, you know, that they live in. And on top of that, he does real estate. You know, he has, you know, different cars that he, you know, family car. And, you know, I'm sure he has a sports car also. But this is the people that you want to be fueled by.
Yeah. And, like, in the beginning, I had no, like, goal of inspiring people. But then out of nowhere, like, people started coming, telling me, like, oh, you make me, you give me that energy. I'm like, what is he talking about? I was like,
mm-hmm.
I understand, but now I understand.
Contagious that energy, huh?
Contagious energy, like, and now that's one of my goals, like, you know, inspire people, like, not for the money, just because I like the feeling when I inspire somebody. Like, it's just like, also when, like, in my Herbalife business, like, when someone gets results, it just makes me so happy. That's like a payment to me.
Mm.
Seeing them, like, be so happy that they lost weight, gained muscle, whatever.
You're not just for the money, for the business, right?
Exactly.
You do want to show people that there are results in it.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's the best business that you can do in your life, man, that you can prove, you know, you can back up what you're selling, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome, man. So, listen, you know, due to time and everything, we will be cutting this short, but listen, I would love to do maybe another segment. I was saying about 6 months, just so that we can have enough content, you know, enough work that you have done, so that, hey, man, in 6 months, you could be like, hey, Eduardo, listen, I made my first million already, if anything. You know, yeah. It's possible, man.
Yeah.
The way you're going, dude, you cannot limit, you cannot think, like, long term. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, Gary Vee does say that, you know, if you're young, right, you still have a lot of time, but you do have to go to basics, and you do have to be realistic too, right?
Yeah.
Are we promised tomorrow?
No.
Exactly. So what you can do today, you must do it today.
Exactly.
Because tomorrow, nobody gonna tell you that, nobody can prove to you that you're gonna be here. So yes, you know, work with a long-term mentality, but there's certain things that you do have to work with a quick term mentality, right?
Yeah.
So man, I would love to hear a lot more in 6 months. Thank you so much for being on my podcast, man. I appreciate it, bro. All
right, thank you for inviting me here.
You got it.
And of course, guys, I couldn't end my episode without doing the following. So I've been doing the following, which is I've been following this great, intelligent man. His name is Omar. And I'm sorry if I am going to pronounce your last name wrong, brother. It's Omar El Attar. So he's a great, amazing podcaster that he also does interviews with top off the line entrepreneurs. And just quickly going through it, I do want to say congratulations for having Mr. Tony Robbins, you know, mentioning you and recognizing your work. I follow you and I also support you, and I'm very excited to know that exciting things are happening in your life also, and how this journey is turning into great success for you. And you just truly inspire me. So I did want to say thank you very much, Omar. You keep hustling, bro. Listen, keep going. Just don't stop. Never give up. Eventually, I will see you at the top. And shout out to Mr. Tony Robbins also. You do inspire me greatly. I do have to read a little bit more on your content because, you know, it's very easy, guys, nowadays to focus on just one person's content. You know, a lot of people out in the market right now. There are a lot of great people out with great content. But to you, Mr. Tony Robbins, congratulations on your great success. Also, I really do hope to get to meet you very soon, even in 2019. Yes, it's possible. So thank you guys for listening to the Lehman's Podcast. You can find me once again on Apple Podcasts. You can find me on Spotify, Stitcher, and other platforms. It will be available, and I will have links and everything so that you guys can listen to this whole new episode that I just launched. Eduardo, el de los números virales. That means Eduardo, the one with the viral numbers. I'm doing a little here and there things on social media. Are you interested? Go to them now.